Hello.
Hi, is this Finn?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Finn, this is Matt over here with Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
Ah, cannot complain. It's Monday, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Have you started figuring out how to get the reviews on using our feature and everything?
You mean as far as sending out that,
Yeah, on your app, you go to request review, and then you put the client's name and phone number at least in there, and then it sends this automated text message out.
No, you know what? I didn't see that. So that's actually in the app. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, I'll send you actually an email right now on that too. It is in
the
app. So you need to sit. What I recommend doing is you take all your clients that you've done business with, name, phone number, have it in like, you know, on a piece of paper or an Excel sheet or whatever. But just have it all organized, and even throw some friends and family members on there too, because they can get the app, they can get the text, and then they can get that 5-star review going for you. But what's good, don't do too many too quick. Okay, that's the one recommendation I always tell people, because you don't want Google to flag you, because all of a sudden you're getting all these 5-star reviews all of a sudden, right? Just take your time. What I recommend doing, and what I tell everybody, is send like 2-3 a day for a few days, and then let it breathe, and then after a few days, start that all over again. You know, slow but steady, you know, wins that race. But the whole goal is to get yourself to at least 25 5-star reviews. Okay.
Okay.
That's the first, that's the first goal, right? So I'm sending this right now to you, Finn. I just sent this to my client the other day, so it'll help you. Okay. Let me know if you got this email too. You should see this coming from Matt Evans.
All right. Nothing yet. Let me check my spam real quick.
Yeah, I sent it to FinnMcCarter12 at Gmail.
That's me. Oh, there you are. Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, I got it.
So there's the screenshots. Like, you'll see the top where it says reviews. You click that. And then the request review drop down, and like you see where it says you get to the name, phone number, and email if you have it. And once you hit send, it sends them off that automated text message. We have seen about 40% of the people will give you a 5-star review. So a 4 out of 10 people that you do this exercise, you're going to get 5-star review. Like, they'll take the time and actually go give you that 5-star review.
I got you. Okay.
Now, it's super important you do this. The more 5-star reviews you get, the better it off it helps you in the long run, right? So I preach this heavily to my clients, okay? Another thing, let me go see your website real quick, too. I want to see something here. And then I'm going to get into – okay. So I do like – I like your logo. I like your name. Everything looks great. I'm going to send you this quick website. Did we do this website, or did you already have this website?
I already had it.
Okay. It looks good. I like it. Here's one thing that I really preach heavily about, and that is having a distinguishable look where you stand out amongst the crowd. Okay. Everybody's got a logo. Everybody's got a name. Okay. But what am I talking about? How you stand out? Well, you're about to see how you stand out. Okay. So I just sent you this website. I texted it to you. When you get it, click on it for me, and I want you to see what I'm talking about.
All right. All right. Pest.
Okay.
Lewis Pest.
Yeah. You see the photo of those guys standing in front of their van?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about. It's called the personalized touch, right? They're wearing their logo kind of on their polo shirts. They're dressed nicely. They got their van with their name on it, right?
Right.
that photo is plastered all over the place on their website, on their Google business profile, on their Facebook, on all our ads, right? That photo is what's really helping those guys stand out amongst the crowd, okay? Because it gives them a personalized touch. If you can mimic a photo like this and then get that to us, that's going to help you out in the long run as well.
I can do that.
Yeah, good. You see how that photo, though, helps you stand out?
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely different than,
It's different than having a name, right?
Yeah.
And a logo.
Yeah.
Because everybody has a name and logo, right? But how are you going to give that, like, personalized touch? Well, that's how you do that. And that's what I really preach heavily lately, Finn, to my clients, right, this year here at our company, is doing this concept. So I'm glad I got you and we're able to talk about this because, I think that will be very valuable for you once you get us that photo. And we can throw that on the website. We can throw that, like, on your Google business profile, on your Facebook ad, page, like, all that. Like, that photo should be everywhere once you get that done.
Okay.
So have somebody take a photo like that. Make sure it's not too far out, zoomed out, or too zoomed in, right? You see how it's like zoomed just right where it gets the full effect, right? But it captures their face and everything else. So like that's important too. Sometimes people take this photo and it's zoomed way too out and like it just doesn't have that effect, right? So you don't want it too zoomed out or too zoomed in either. So just keep that in mind. So you basically must have clicked on something or something. You were trying to get some information on the local service ads, right? The Google Guarantee, the Google Verify.
I was trying to find out more information on that.
Great. So that's what I specialize doing here at my company. I probably have over 1,000 people on that platform, okay? The best leads money can buy. Okay. What's so good about the Google pay per leads is you only pay for what you want. Okay. And that's great, right? So if you don't want the lead, you don't pay for it. Okay.
Okay.
So let's take a look because obviously you do sprinklers. Let me just take a look here. I want to see something. I'm going to see what the cost of those leads are too for your area because obviously, we need to see if it's. Do you do more than sprinklers or just sprinklers? That's all you do?
Well, we do. Once we get to the customer's house, we do everything. But
like, tell me other services you provide besides sprinklers.
We do landscaping. We do lighting.
Okay. So you do landscaping. Okay. I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, landscaping in the sense, like, stone masonry, do you do artificial turf? Do you do,
we do all that.
Grading?
Yeah.
Because
we're actually licensed. Yeah, right.
Water feature. So you're a landscaper then. Okay. So besides, so you do landscaping. What else do you do?
Well,
like you said,
we have a landscaping license. Right. So, I mean, yeah, technically, can we do landscaping and everything that surrounds it? Yes. Do we specialize in sprinklers? Anything that you have for like a landscaper, you could advertise us under that same.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know because I wanted to make sure you're not just doing sprinklers. Okay. Because the paper leads, right, don't just do sprinkler leads is what I'm trying to say. So that's why I was asking you, like, what services you do. Because obviously I want to make sure that I'm matching you up with something that's going to make sense, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would basically be able to get you landscaper leads, right, because they have that whole portal, right?
Yeah.
And, focusing on, like, that sort of thing. Obviously, you're not doing sewage systems or anything like that, so that wouldn't make sense for you either. But mainly the landscaper leads. So let's look at what landscaper leads would cost in your area. Right, to see where we're looking at.
All right.
So I'm pulling that up right now because you guys are out of LA here, which is great. You're a little north of us. Here we go. And first off, couple questions. Okay. Obviously you said you have like a C-27 or like a class B type of license?
C-27.
Okay. Gotcha. And you have at least $1 million in general liability. Yeah.
We do. $2 million is another thing.
Good job. Perfect. Yeah. So let's talk about these paper leads. My favorite thing that we offer to the public, okay? Yes, our basic package is good. It's going to get you a decent result over time and everything on a month-to-month basis, right? But is it going to be the game changer for your business? Absolutely not, okay? And I'm always honest and straightforward, as you can tell. It'll get you a good ROI, though, over time on a month-to-month basis. So that's the good thing for our basic package. But if you want to make like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month, you got to spend more money on marketing to make that kind of money, right? And so that's where the pay-per-leads then come in handy. Because when you need those extra leads, you turn it on, right? When you don't need those extra leads, you keep it off, right?
Okay.
And it's got the ability to turn on and off anytime. In fact, I have some customers that spend like $30,000 a month on these type of leads, right? So we have like serious, serious players out there. Well, and it's because these leads put you at the very tippy top of Google, right? So anytime anybody types in any type of landscaping keyword, you're going to show up at the tippy top, like the first search result type of top, right? That's what this program is. Now, it does take setup time to get approved for this. Google does not put anybody at the very tippy top just for any reason, right? They're going to do a full background check on you, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now. They're going to make sure that you have at least $1 million in liability insurance and that you have that C-27, right? All that stuff needs to be solidified, right? We need to show that you have at least five-star reviews on Google, right? So all of this stuff is going to be the prerequisite to get you pre-approved for the leads. Let's fast forward 2 months later, you're pre-approved, you're ready to rock, okay? So how it works is these calls will come in, right, separate from your normal package with us, and basically you pick up the phone, you start asking them questions, yada, 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 and if you want the lead, you pay for it. After talking to that person, you're like, I don't really like this, then you don't pay for it. Okay.
Huh.
It's a fair pay per qualified lead program, right? If it's not qualified, you're not paying for it, of course. Okay. Now, there's going to be a cost for it because it's a qualified lead and you get to reject leads too, right? So Google's going to charge a decent amount of money for these leads. It's not going to be cheap. It's $80 for every qualified lead. Okay. But these leads are very, very quality leads, right? Because you're going to ask this person a million questions. You're going to talk to them. You're going to find out what they're looking for. If it's not a decent-sized job, you ain't spending $80 for that lead.
No.
So I have guys, like I said, spending crazy amounts of money on it, okay? And these leads are the highest quality leads you can buy. Because, again, you're at the very tippy top of Google and it's a pay-per-qualified lead, okay? And you get to go at your own pace. A lot of guys, what they do is they start off on this. They'll take a couple leads their first week. They kind of let it simmer a little bit, work those two really aggressively to make sure one of them turns into a solid, solid job, and then they turn it back on once that solid, solid job starts moving. So they kind of teeter-totter with it. You have full control over it with our app.
Which app? The Local Splash app?
Yep, the Local Splash app.
Okay.
Yep, so that controls the whole thing, okay? Now, there is a 13-lead minimum requirement when it comes down to it, okay? Now, with how that works is this. You don't prepay for that or anything right now, but if we decide to do this together, let's fast forward 2 months from now when you're pre-approved for it, right? Google's going to require you to basically prepay for 13 leads. So that's $1,040, okay? You prepay for them. You don't need to use them all at gate, like your first week or 2 weeks, but, you know, you're going to eventually use those 13 leads. After you use the 13 leads, it auto-refills after that.
Okay. So that's the basic every month. It would be $10.40.
If you wanted to do all 13 leads, now you don't need to take all 13 leads, but to start it off, you do need to prepay for 13 leads, right? Let's say one right. month you only take 10 leads, that's fine. You don't need to like necessarily have to use all 13 leads, right? But, you know, at the start to get it going, right, Google makes you prepay for 13 leads.
Okay, so then after you do the 13 leads, after that first prepay, is it just pay as we go from there, or is it every month?
Pay as we go, exactly. Okay. So once you use the 13 leads, right, then it's a pay as you go. So let's say you did 10 leads, then it's 10 on that. And then, you know, let's say you do 8 leads 1 month, and it's 8, you know. Mm-hmm. So after you use your first 13, then it's a pay as we go. But typically it's auto reloaded at a 13. So once you get through your first 13, then it auto reloads another 13 once you're done with the first 13. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So it'll reload with those 13, but I have to pay for those again, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yes. at a minimum, this is going to cost $1,040 a month.
If you use all 13 in 1 month, right? If you don't use all 13 in 1 month, then no, it's not going to auto reload at 1,040.
Okay. So let me ask you this. So if we use all 13 and we use more than the 13, is that when we start paying as we go?
Well, if you use more than 1,040, it's just at so let's say you do more than 1,040. So let's say you did 20 leads. So 20 times 80 is 1,600, right?
Yeah.
So it's just the bare minimum for the auto reload is a 13 lead minimum, right?
Got it.
Got it. Okay. But when you first start off, if you don't use 13 leads, so let's say it takes you a month and a half to do 13 leads, right? Well, then,
right.
You know, once the 13 is over, it'll auto reload another 13. Okay.
Got it.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Yes. I understand that.
Yeah. So you can take as minimum or as little, minimum or as much as you'd like. But you know, to start off, it's 13. Get through those 13 first. Let's see how effective everything works for you. I mean, they're great leads. As long as you don't go crazy on them and take every lead humanly possible. Yes, you want to be really picky on these leads because they're $80 a piece, but you don't want to be too picky where you're letting jobs go either, right? There's that happy medium, right? Where I have some guys that are so picky, they don't take any leads. And I'm like, well, obviously you're not getting any jobs because you're being too picky.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, but sometimes people are being, you know, too loosey goosey. Like I have a drain guy right now in New York, and I kid you not, he spends like 20 grand a month on these things, but he's so loosey-goosey on it, right, you know, because he just wants work for it because he has 13 guys out in the field that go out and, so it's that happy medium, as I always say, Finn, to everybody, like not too picky, but not too loosey-goosey on it.
No, it makes sense to me. I get it.
Yeah. So how it works is this, like I said, it's a 2 month project. Sometimes, you know, it's like a month and a half, but on average, I'm seeing it's a 2 month thing. And first thing is we got to get you set up for it. Okay. We got to pay for your background check, get a bunch of documents together, get it to Google, get you pre-approved for it. Let's fast forward. Once we get you pre-approved, we'll sit down and say, okay, hey, Finn, it's ready to prepay for the 13 leads. Let's go ahead and get this set up, right? And we will then get you billed for that 13 leads, basically, so that you can start drawing from that and taking those leads in addition to the basic package.
Yeah, because I have the basic package right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's my thing. Would it be, can I just run if I just wanted to do these type of leads, can I just run those type of leads?
No, it's like an add-on to our basic package. You know what I mean? So yeah, we don't just do just the pay per leads, right? Because otherwise we'd be out of business. You know what I mean? but it's a good add-on. You know, to what we do, and the paper leads, like I said, they do help, right? They do, like, they're great leads, but our basic package as well helps you, like, get a good consistent amount of business, but at a flat rate. You know what I mean?
Right.
So where it pays for itself, it's getting your exposure, right? It's getting you consistent business, but it keeps it affordable. So my clients, this is the next level that they take their business to, where they have, you know, our basic package, because our basic package puts you on Google and then it has those retargeting Facebook ads, right? Getting you business. So that's the basic, right? And then this is the put the fuel on the fire kind of thing to give you that extra boost. So when you can take on more leads, you have this, right? So, and this kind of helps propel your business to the next level. It's the next phase, basically. But yeah, so it's a bolt-on item in a sense.
I got it. So what's the return on investment on these leads?
10 to 1.
Really?
I actually had a client, here in fact, I'll text you this video. I had a client, Stingray Electric. He did a great video for me on it. And, yeah, I'm texting it to you right now before I forget.
All right.
Yeah, but it's definitely a 10 to 1 return. So for every dollar you spend on those, you're going to get, you know, $10 back. So you spend $1,000, you should be getting about 10 grand worth of business easily.
Really?
So that's a good ROI, right?
Yeah. No, that's
really
good. I
mean, how's thus far our basic package? How's that been working for you thus far?
Well, you know, I'll be honest. I just recently was able to get confirmed through Google.
Yeah.
To get
so
it
that
up
kind
and going.
Of slowed you down, huh?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that sucks because I've had clients too. Like, I have a roofing company. It took them a while to get, approved, right, for their Google business profile.
Right.
And, you know, I had to help them get leads going, as well, you know, for, you know, getting them set up on this exact program. But it did take them a while and, you know, to, like, months. And it was like, you know, well, part of it is they were kind of slow in getting us documents. You know, usually a lot of times our clients are, you know, a little bit slower sometimes at getting documents to us. But, you know, and then Google took a little bit of time to get them approved, right, to verify them. So that has been happening this holiday season. Really, I saw a lot more of that than I ever have. And, you know, nobody can change Google, like, in terms of, like, sometimes how slow they can be. But I'm glad at least you got approved. And now you can start getting the 5-star reviews, right? So that it can at least start turning you over and you can start, you know. But have you gotten some leads and how, like, have you gotten any business thus far with it?
No.
Yeah, so we definitely need to work on, you know, propelling this. Definitely work. How's your account manager? Have things been good with Stephanie?
Yeah, Stephanie's good.
Yeah, she's on, like, a lot of my clients, too, so she's really communicative. Yeah, work with her. Let's really try to propel some things so you can start making some money on it so that, you know, you're not spending money and not making money, right? I mean, obviously, we're all here to do this together, you know? I mean, you've only been with us for, like, a little bit, though, right? Let me see when you first start. You started on December, so, I mean, it's really – hasn't been too long, but yeah, I mean, you kind of like came aboard on during the holiday season, and like many of my clients, then it's just, you know, it was the holiday season. And it really screwed up a lot of things, you know, with Google because they were just really slow.
Yeah, it was definitely a pain. It was not easy to jump through those hoops. So, but that's okay. I'm ready, you know, now, it is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, those are great leads, you know, the Google Paper leads honestly are my favorite product that we offer. I mean, we also do Yelp too. Like we help our clients get on Yelp and we have a package for $499 with Yelp and you get like a boost, like an extra $130 worth of like free ads that we get, you know, with Yelp, and Yelp's good, but the downside about Yelp is like they share that lead with three other guys. Right.
Yep.
So it's not an exclusive lead, but the way we do it gets great results. Like I have a roofing company right now that I have on Yelp and it works very, very well. But you know, they're also on the paper leads and they've given me feedback on all the products.
Uh-huh.
And you know, they said that, the paper leads, the Google leads, like are their favorite thus far. And it's all my clients' favorite. I mean, like once you get a taste of the paper leads, they are quality leads, you know? And the cool thing is you can sit there and pick and choose who you want to pay for it.
Yeah.
And that really helps you. But once our basic package like starts kicking in finally for you, because after now you've been pre-approved, like through Google, like that investment you've already paid into it will recoup itself. Like, you know, you just got to give it a little more time now that Google's finally approved you. It'll start, like I said, giving you a good ROI on that. So, but the paper leads will definitely give you like a 10 to 1.
That's what I'm looking for.
So you want me to get, like, you want to start getting rolling on?
Yeah, let's do it. Yep.
Okay. So how the paper leads work is this, okay? And we didn't go over that. So, like I said, once that's fast forwarded, there's a one-time charge to get it going. It's $250, okay? That covers your background check. That covers all the paperwork to get you solidified, right? Because my team has spent a lot of time to make sure that it gets, you know, handled right. Because we've got to get all your documents together too and get that solidified, okay? Fast forward in 2 months, once you're ready, like I said, the 13 leads will then be owed, right? And then by then you've already gotten results finally and some leads coming in, you know, with it. So what I want to make sure though is that you and Stephanie are working really hand in hand together more so that you guys, can start getting some action here, right? I need you getting leads, right? From our campaigns. So a couple things that I would recommend, like I said, we talked about in the beginning, Finn, make sure you get us that photo. And make sure you start getting those 5-star reviews. If you can start with those mini tasks, right, that's going to help propel this a little bit further, okay, for you to stand out. And then those reviews when we start seeing you. Like, for instance, I want to go to your Google page right now. Let me see here. Have you gotten any reviews yet or not yet?
No, I don't. Not Google, no. It just went live last, maybe like Friday or Monday. But here's the other issue, though. Even after I went up and I did the review, it took like 2 weeks to even figure out if we were up there. So there's not been a...
Okay, but you see the photos I sent you on my email on it?
Yes.
Okay. So, Sprinkler Geeks, because you're in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you sent me an email with a picture of it?
Hold on. Yeah, I did. Remember on how to request those reviews.
Oh, yeah.
So what I want you to do is to start inputting some people on there and have some people start, you know, just take it slowly. Do a couple today, do a couple on Wednesday, do a couple on Friday, and then let it breathe over the weekend and then maybe start it off next Tuesday again, you know?
Okay.
And just do a couple. Like, how many jobs have you think you've done over the last couple years now, even, like, clients-wise, would you say?
Uh-huh.
30, 40, 50.
Over the last how many years?
Like a couple years, like last year, maybe the year before.
Oh, man. Probably, I want to say it would have to be maybe 1,500, 1,800.
What? Okay. You're busy. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That's why we
So let me ask you this, Finn. Do you have a list of all those clients somewhere organized?
Yeah. So here's the thing. So I have a list of our probably the last 3 months or 4 months of clients. I do have an old list because our CRM, the people who are taking care of our CRM, they went out of business with all of our stuff.
Okay.
So I do have a printout of a bunch of our old customers, but you know, it's just on a wonky spreadsheet. But yeah, I have a ton of stuff.
Wow. Okay. That's good. Yeah. So what my suggestion is let's start with some of the older stuff first, and then we'll work our way towards the newer stuff. You know what I mean? So try to dig up as much as you can, because cool thing is we're going to be able to get you to 100 Google reviews in no time, but we got to do it thin, like little by little, right? You know, we can't eat this elephant one bite at a time. There's no way we want to overdo it. So get together. Okay. Since you've done that many jobs, what I would recommend is maybe get a list of like, I don't know, 6 months to 12 months worth of all your clients from February this year. So let's say if you can give me a list from February of last year to February this year, right, put together, then you just go down that list and then put a couple a day. Okay. I stopped at 5 today. Okay. All right. I stopped at 12 today. Okay. You know what I mean? And slowly but surely we can just input these people into the system, because as soon as you input it, it sends out the text.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so 40% of that list, let's say you have a list of, I don't know, let's say it's 1,000 people, right? Well, geez, 40% of that list is going to give you 5-star reviews. Okay.
I got you. Okay.
So like that's a lot of 5-star reviews. They definitely don't want to go too crazy about it, so that we don't like go too fast too quick, because then Google will flag it, right? So I don't want you to get like 20 reviews in one day kind of thing. Like if you get a couple a day, you know, to start off, that's fine, but I just don't want you to go too, like, last thing we need is you getting 15 5-star reviews in one day. Google will be like, what the heck? You know what I mean? You do volume, which is great, but you have a clientele that will give you that 5-star, but we just need to slowly eat that elephant one bite at a time so that, you know, it's organic and that Google doesn't flag the account, you see? Because I have guys that go really fast, really quick, so I really want to caution you, like, just put a couple in a day, let it breathe for a day or two, you know, and then do a couple more, you know, like, let's not go too crazy on it. That way, so you can like dribble at it. And then by you doing this exercise every day kind of thing, fast forward in a couple months, you're going to be 50 reviews. Fast forward another couple months, you'll be at 100. And then once you're at 100, it's like sky's the limit.
Right. Right.
You
okay.
Know? Yeah. I mean, I have some, like, if you look at Lewis, I started with them 10 months ago and they have one 5-star, you know, review, and now they're over 100. You know, and they've been doing that concept like I'm talking to you, and you have way more clients than they do. So that's good news.
Okay.
That's really, really good news. So like us getting your 5-star count up, it's not going to be a problem at all.
Got it. All right. Makes sense.
Okay.
So, you have to send me some documents, or how does this work now? What's the next step?
Yeah, so what's going to happen is this. I am going to get you set up, right, on the let me pull up this. I am going to – so what it's going to do is we're just going to bill you for that $299 to get you set up for that, and then we're going to schedule a call, right, a basically 30-minute call with you and my team to start working on getting you moving for the process of getting you like verified and everything. Okay. One thing you're going to get is an email from the background check company. It's either going to come from Evident ID or Pinkerton. Okay. Just remember those names, Evident ID or Pinkerton. It is super easy to fill that form out. Okay. Once you get an email, right? It's going to have your name, phone number. Usually, Stephanie helps you with that form as well. If there's any questions or whatnot, like I said, you'll follow the instructions. It's going to ask for your name, phone number, like, you know, email, your social security number. You fill the form out, you hit submit, right? And then our back office too then starts working on getting the rest of the stuff taken care of. But anything that we need from you, we are going to request it from you.
Okay.
So just to keep that in mind, we are going to request anything. Now, I do need to set up like a call with you and my team to go over this. So what's a good time and date for you this week that we can set up that call?
Hold on. Let me check my calendar.
Yeah. No worries.
I could do tomorrow in the afternoon.
Okay, let's see. Tomorrow. You want to do like 1:30?
I could do 2 because I have a call set from 1 to 1:30.
I can do 2:30.
Okay. Let's do 2:30.
You want
to
do
2:30? Yep.
Okay, let's do that. Put you in right now. Get you dialed in. Yeah. Now, we might be 10, 15 minutes late. It does happen sometimes. Not always. So I always give that heads up in just case, you know, give us a little flexibility. Sometimes that does happen. Okay. So I just want to let you know.
And you guys send out a meeting request?
Yeah, I'm doing that right now as we speak. Exactly.
Perfect.
Good answer. Almost, there we go. Schedule an event. This looks like. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's going to be tomorrow at 2:30. You should have got that email too on it. Sends it out.
All right. Let me see here.
Okay, so just to recap, okay, so there is a one-time charge, $250 to get this set up. You'll be billed today on that, okay? Tomorrow at 2:30, you're going to have a meeting with our team to confirm the details, start working on getting the paperwork organized and put together. You're going to be looking out for the next few days, business days, for an email from either Evident ID or Pinkerton, right? Those are the background check companies. Once you get pre-approved for your pay-per-leads, like, you know, Google's pre-approved it, right? Then there's 13 leads that need to be prepaid for $1,040, right? You'll start drawing from those leads, and our company will, like, walk you through that. We're going to teach you how to use that system. Again, that's Stephanie's job, too, to, like, really hold your hand on that. But it's very simple. She's going to sit down with you, find out what areas you want to focus in on those as well. And we're going to put in all the cities and all that as well on it. And the cool thing is, you know, you're only going to pay for the leads you actually want, okay? So once you draw down those 13 leads, right, it'll auto reload.
And if we don't use a ball, then it just sits there until.
It's there until you like use it all. Yeah.
Yeah. And if we use more than that, so if we get to the 13 leads and we're like, hey, we want to keep spending, then
you can. Absolutely. You just keep it going. You keep it turned on. Yeah. So the cool thing is you can turn those on and off at any time. That's the nice thing. So when certain weeks you're super busy, obviously you're going to keep those off, right?
Yeah.
And then weeks that you need, you could take on more leads. Yeah, you keep that thing on, right? Obviously during the holidays, a lot of my clients, turn it off, right? Like right now, I was just looking at Lewis Pest right now. He has his, paper leads off right now. In fact, the last couple of weeks, I've been noticing he's had his paper leads off. So, it's just, he's too busy, right? Can't run them. You know, so there's going to be times like any other business where there's just seasons where you're just way too busy and you can't run those leads.
Yeah. No, makes sense.
So the benefit of it, though, is it helps propel you when you do need that extra little bit of, you know, ammunition or that extra gas on the fire. So,
yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, I got you all set up here, okay? And like I said, we will be talking to you tomorrow, going over some more details, start gathering that paperwork, and we definitely look forward to getting this set up. Definitely keep in touch with Stephanie, but make sure you do those two other tasks that I talked to you about, getting me that getting our team that photo. And then start requesting those 5-star reviews on a daily basis, okay? So I would send out, like, 2 or 3 requests a day. Like, you know, go a few, like, 2-3 days of doing that. And then, like I said, let it rest for, like, 2-3 days. And then go back on it again for 2-3 days, you know, kind of teeter-totter like that. And then let's make it a goal to get you to 25 to 50 5-star reviews, you know, in the next, like, 30 days. So that, you know, you show a solid presence on Google quickly.
Right. Okay. I can do that.
So you are very blessed to have that many clients. Let's take advantage of that. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Let's take advantage of that and really get that, you know, resorted so that you can, you know, have the benefits of those 5-star reviews. Because half the battle is getting you on Google. The other half of the battle is showing that you're reputable and that you're standing out. So we covered the reputation by getting the 5 stars. And the standing out is that photo of you guys standing in front of like a truck or van. You know what I mean? Where we put that personalized image of you.
Got it. Okay.
All
right.
Well, I'm glad we were able to talk. And I'm going to definitely be touching in base with you, too. Feel free to email me anytime, too. Again, my name is Matt Evans. I've been here for a long time. And I will definitely respond. And, you know, I want to make sure you're successful this year, too. So, you know, anytime you ever need anything, feel free to reach out. You know, definitely keep in touch with Stephanie. She's really good. She's, like, on all my best accounts, too. So, she really will help you get the success. Let's just definitely start getting, you know, some more traction and, like, we need to start getting new leads. So I'm glad you got pre-approved. Things are going to definitely start kicking in for you. But we will definitely be in touch with you more tomorrow and then, you know, throughout the process. Okay?
All right, Matt. Sounds good, man. I appreciate you coming.
Yeah, no worries. You have a great rest of your day, Finn. And I can't wait to see that photo of you guys. So when do you think you'll have that photo done? Like in a couple of weeks, you think?
Yeah. I'll be sure to get that done. Yes, sir. I'll get it over to you.
Don't forget about those 5-star reviews. That's super important right now in your particular, like, situation. So, like, very, very, very important. Okay?
Okay. All right. We'll focus on it. Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Bye-bye.